The big sugi over here, machlokes is shlokshin Rabbi Yochanan. We'll start from Gimel Amud Beis, around 10 lines from the bottom. Omale reshlokish l'Rabbi Yochanan. The shlokish told Rabbi Yochanan. Mehechon koyalfis lo. Where do you learn out this whole din of afrosha by Yom Kippurim? And the Gemara just had that be'etzim by Porer reshlokish Rabbi Yochanan doesn't really hold. It's a din afrosha. It's only a mile of Alma. But look upon him, where are you learning from? From Miluim. Imam Miluim kol hakosa ben ma'akaben. There's a whole sugi later that by Miluim, whatever's written by Miluim is ma'akav. So if afrosha is ma'akav, so va'afochanami kol hakosa ben ma'akabahem. That means Prisha Zayin is ma'akav. And it can't be according to you that it's ma'akav. Why? V'chitei mochanami that it's ma'akav. V'otnan, the Mishnah says, legabe Yom Kippurim, the fact that you're masakin another koyin, maskinin ultimately means that it's not ma'akev. Because if, let's say, this pinch hitter, this koyin, becomes the koyin godel, he never had afrosha. All he did is prepare him. We had machlokes we showed him in that base. Tois Rosh says behed, Tois Shonim says behed, that the second koyin does not need afrosha. So the fact that you're maskinin means you're not mafrishin, only maskinin. First one, you're mafrish. Second one is only a chshash, so you're only maskinin. You get him ready. But you're not mafrishim. So if you're not mafrishim, so we see afrosh is not ma'akev. So how could we learn from Eluim, kol hakos ben ma'akev, the second coin might end up being the coin gold. If it's a coin gold, then behed you, you're not mafrish. And if afrosh is ma'akev, you learn from Eluim, how could it be a din of maskinin without afrosh? It says maskinin.
You prepare him. Preparing means mafish also.
That's what the Gemara attempts to answer. But right now the Gemara is being medayik. State maskinin. Maskinin means only maskinin. Maskinin means without afrosha. V'loketan mafrishin. V'chitem your teretz. My maskinin mafrishin. So then let it say, listen, oy idi v'maskinin, oy idi v'mafrishin. Then the coin gol and the second coin should have the same loshim by both of them. Mafrishin goron zayin yomim should be the same loshim mafrishin by the second one. Elamai maskinim the mafrishin slatim maskinim by the first one. What's up with the mechalik in loshim? So akocha that's if shlokshes kasha. If you learn from miluim, how come kol hakosma ma'akev? It's not ma'akev. We know ultimately the second coin is only maskinim. Now shlokshes tells the shlokshes back omalei elamai mehecha koyalef. So where do you learn from? But he never answered the kasha. The kasha was asked in the Yochanan. So the Rishonim Bavon, the Ritva says that Rabbi Yochanan didn't answer the kasha because Itaka holds that the Nilma doesn't have to be like the Melamed. Enichlami the Koyin Gol Miluim Taka. There's a din Kolakosim. It's the din Afrosha. The Torah says about Afrosha Zayin Yomim. The Torah states as not a question. Masha Enkein by Yom Kippurim. It's not Ma'akev. By Miluim it was Ma'akev. But Kol Nilmad doesn't mean it has to be like the Melamed. The Melamed was Ma'akev, but the Nilmad is not. Kol HaKosav Ma'akev, but when you're learning something out of somewhere else, it doesn't be like that. That's what Ritva learns. Second Teretz, other Rishonim say, that Ein Chanami, that the Rimu Linil says, that Rabbi Yochanan Taka holds, that Maskinim is Mafrishin. And he's not medactic in the Loshon, why does it say one way or the other? Taka Mafrishin. So Be'etzim, this is really Machlokes Rishonim, from the fact that Rabbi Yochanan didn't answer, what's Lamaisa by the second Koyin? Tais Rishonim Taka holds that it means Taka that you don't have to be mafrish, and the Nilmad and the Melamed are not, doesn't have to be a raya one to another. The Melamed was a hafrosha, but the Nilmad is not. So this Maskinin is Taka without a hafrosha. And the Rimu Lanil held that no, that Maskinin means Lav Dafka means Hudin hafrosha, and Taka means it's Taka Ma'akim. And Daf Bezi Taka learns mafrish in the coin, second coin, you have to be mafrish also. That's Machlokes Rishonim Taka based on this Gemara, for the fact he didn't answer. Now Remei Simchin or Sameach has a beautiful pshat to be mechalak between Miluim and Yom Kippur. What would be the chilek? Zok to Meir Simchin, Avriz Yom Kippurim. He says, by Miluim, the Afrosha is the first time. The Miluim was the first time they did the Avoida. Tchilas Avoida. So it's as if you did the Avoida, the Kohen Gadol did the Avoida without Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim in the morning. If you don't do Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim in the morning, so then the Avoida is possible. If you didn't, you started off without Kiddush, the Avoida is possible. Masha'enkin, that's the Gabi Miluim. Miluim is the Tchilas Avoida. You Mekadosh the Avoida the first time. Masha'enkin Yom Kippurim is like a Kohen Gadol that was not Mekadosh Yod V'Raglov Ben Avoida L'Avoida. It's just Avodah Yom Kippurim, but before that he was ready in the morning with the Skadish. So Mel over here with Taka not be a Ma'akev. Avodah is not Psula. So that's the difference. By Miluim, it's without Prisha, it's like without Kiddush and Ha'im. So it's Taka Apostle. Mashiach by Yom Kippurim, it's like Ben Avodah L'Avodah. That doesn't stare me. So that would be the difference. Beautiful Pshat. Zoktim Ovaita. So what is the Shlokish answer? Omalei Elamar Mehecha Yalaflo. So where do you learn from? Omami Sinai. from Sinai. Steht in Sinai, dechsev, vayishkin kvod Hashem al ha-Sinai. Vayichasei ha-onon sheshes yomim. It says that the Anan was 6 days in ha-Sinai. Vayichasei ha-onon sheshes yomim. Vayikra Moshe b'yom ha-shvi. So, mich dechsev, vayikra Moshe b'yom ha-shvi, mai sheshes yomim. Tosfos explains that Pshat is, it already says that the Anan was in ha-Sinai. It says that on the seventh day, Moshe Rabbeinu was called to the Eibishter. So al kochoch, it means that 6 days he was covered and harbored and surrounded and by the Anan. So what does the pasuk have to say? Vayichasei ha'onon sheshes yomim. It's extra. So zok mora, this yitter is to tell me zebona av shekol nichnas. It's a binyan av shekol nichnas machnes shechina. Whenever someone enters the kodesh hakadoshim, meaning on Yom Kippur, tom prisha shisha, because it's Sinai shisha. 6 days. Gemara's going to ask him. L'chari, we're looking for seven. But Al-Kaponim, Ton, Shisha. So if you need a Prisha Shiva, you learn from Sinai. And over here, it's very geschmack now. Because the Shlokas' whole kasha was called a Kosa Ma'akev. It's only a dinner miluim. Einich nami Prisha's going to go to Saka Nama'akev. Because Daki, he learns Nama'akev. Why? Because it's only kasha, because if you learn from miluim, call a Kosa Ma'akev. But if you learn from Sinai, then it's Saka Nama'akev. So that's why his Makar is Taka from Sinai. Frag the Gemara, the obvious question. Vanan Shiva Tanan. Fair Shemisha said Shivas Yomim. So how do you tell me you learn from Sinai, which is only six? Enter the Gemara, Mastis in Rabbi Ben Beseri, the Chayesh le Tumas Beisoy. A new din. Ye Chayesh le Tumas Beisoy. Tumas Beisoy Zag Drashi. Shemay Mizoka le Ishtoy. If you're going to be boiled Ishtoy by seven days before Yom Kippur. Vetira Dam Bishas Beer. Avada Beshoigig was Dam Beer. Venim to the Tome Shivas Yomim, commissioned boil nida, Voloyochalava Yom Kippurim. The boil nida is Tome Shiva, so you won't be able to work on Yom Kippur. See, that's why you have to have another day. So the reason Shlaki says the Etzim you learn from Sinai. But you need another day because we choishes for Rabbi Ben Beseira that says you chayt to Tumas boil nida. So, fact the Ritva, or Yabazoi, what do you have to learn from Sinai? Once you have a chash of Tumas Nida, boil Nida, so that alone should be a reason of 7 days. What's happening up in the Sinai? So the Ritva says, that if it would only be because of the chash of Yerubim and Beseira, they don't have to be nifrash, perish to lishras by Hedrin. All you have to do is be perish him from his wife, from Beisoy. Take him out somewhere else, seclude him somewhere else. What's up is lishras by Hedrin? So we see it's a din that we tackle from Sinai, you need a seclusion in even if it was in the Mokim Kodesh, questions where it was, choyle Kodesh, blank upon him. Just Beisoy alone is not enough. Second Tereti says that mitzad the Yerubim and Beseira alone, you won't be misak in the takona. Just after you have the takona of Shisha, of Sinai, so we added another day, so maybe we're misak in another takona. On its own, it doesn't stand. It doesn't have feet to stand on its own, this takona. So you have an additional takona. Some say it's one is the rice, one is the rabbonim, bakoponim. You have another reason to add it on. Now, there are nafkaminas. The Achronim said it's nafkaminas, obviously, between the Shlokshin and the Bjoichna. Many numerous nafkaminas. One nafkamina is that the Sfas Emes in Omfang, we started the first Omid, it says Shivas Yomim Kodim Yom Kippurim. What's the lesson of Shivas? Why does it not say Shiva? So Zok the Sfas Emes, because Shivas means one block. It's one block of 7 days. It's not the Pshat. Let's say you weren't Purish the first day. You can't now be Purish 6 days. It's either everything or nothing. So Shivas Yomim. So this Yisoid would only be if you learn from Miluim. Because by Miluim it was Taka Hafrosh of 7 days. So Mel, if you missed the first day, it's not Shaykh Hafrosh anymore. Masha'en Kain, if you're learning from Sinai, Sinai Gufu was 6 days. At the end of the day, it's Taka 7, it's 1 plus 6. But if, let's say, the coin wasn't purged the first day, you still can have a Kiyum Afrosh of 6, because Sinai Gufu was 1 plus 6, 6 plus 1. So a Mela would be an Afkamina. If you weren't Mafrish the coin one day, the first day, could you do the next 6? It would be an Afkamina if you learn from Sinai, or if you Taka learn from Iluim. Other Afkamina is the Vuvuz Ari says, that what did you say?
Sinai was also consecutive.
No, but it was 6 days consecutive. In Chanami. I said, enough communities, if you weren't purged the first day, could you do a block of six now? If you learn from Miluim, you can't. It's seven or nothing. My saying, if you learn from Sinai, it's like a 1 plus 6. So Melu, 1 plus 6, the Shivas is not a block of seven. It's Oizgalan Gufa 1 plus 6, 6 plus 1. So Melu, you can have after one day, you can have a first of six. Another enough communities, Zog Digbu Sari, that by Miluim was a Hafrosh of Makum Kodesh. Clearly, the Torah says it wasn't in Oil Moyet. Masha'en Kain, Sinai could have been Bechoil. We don't know what it was. Anan, it could have been Bechoil. It wasn't that necessarily Kodesh. Another Nafkamina is Dr. Gvur Sari, that by Miluim, there's an Issi Yetzir. The Torah says, Behedya, Lo Yseitzu. Masha'en Kain, by Sinai, there's no Pasuk that says he couldn't leave. So there's no Issi Yetzir. Could be, I was thinking, that we had a Chakir, Menachem Zember, if the whole din of a frosh is the kedushas hamokom, kedushas man, so it could be miluim is the din of kedushas hamokom. Mashen is seen as a kedushas man because the Torah says b'mshoich hayoyim v'miyal b'horos. So it's only less vile. It's only his man dikadin. So maybe that would be enough community too. Zok the more weiter. Omer le'ir shlokish Rabbi Yochanan. Omer le'Rabbi Yochanan shlokish. So bishlom le'di didi afin miluim. If you learn from miluim, hain in the tanya zev zev mazin olov kol shiva mikol chato yishoyishom. Meaning, there's a brisa that says that Saibi Yom Kippur and Saibi Parah, they were mazin for 7 days from all the Chatoi Shoyishom. And Rashi says that all the 7 days of Afrosha, they were mazin. What does that mean, all the Chatois? Mikol Parah v'Parah hinoistin k'tzas l'mishmeres mina eifa b'cheil. That means there were numerous Parah Adumas. But they left over always a little, and they were able to mix in a little from all the Parahs together, numerous Parahs. They did that for 7 days, by Yom Kippurim. By the Afrosha, Rashi brings another pshat. Vanishamati, Eifa Parosha Moshe Lekol. It was a nest that they always had. There was only pshat. Then it doesn't mean there were many. There was only two. There was that Parah plus Eifa Shal Moshe Rabbeinu, the original Eifa of Zoyschuk Satera. So Al Kaponim, they were mazer for 7 days. Sai by Yom Kippur and Sai by Parah when they did a Ma'aser Parah. Kol Shiva Mikol Chatoi Shoyishom. Dehaven Ami Azov Miluim. Meaning, by Milum, it says clearly, the Pasuk says, Vayikach Moshe Mishemen HaMishcho Min Adom HaShal Mizbeach Vayazal Aaron Al Begodov Al Bonov. So we see there was a Hazor. So Bishlem Nedidi, you learn from Miluim, 7 days there was a Hazor, just like by Miluim. Sayem Kip and Say Poro. Elri Doch, but according to you, the Alphas Misinai. So Hazor Besinai Mihava? So he's going to ask the Kash, we'll see soon. But Pasha was no Hazor Besinai. So Iba.
Is it Paradum every day or 7 days?
The Hazor was every day, yeah. Not the Paraduma. When he was getting himself ready for the Paraduma, before the Shechita, for those 7 days, they were mazah from the altar Paras. And Sabi Yom Kippurim, but his man Afrosha, they were mazah from the altar Paras.
You need 3 and 7.
You need 7 what?
In order to do Paraduma, you got to do on the 3rd day and the 7th day.
That Tais is going to discuss that. Shlishi Vishvi. That's a sugi later.
Yeah,
we'll see that. We'll see that soon. Al-Kaponim, because we're choshesh, every day, maybe it's not the 7th. Choshesh Risha and Shlishi Sheni, make the whole cheshvin later in the sugi. Zog the Gemara. So Hakaponim the Kasha is Lididoch Vos Epes Hazor. Oh Malay. So the Shlokesh answered, Vile Tameich Minicha. According to you, why is it good? Bimiluim, it was dam. It says in Pasuk Ferish. Vayikach Moshe Mishemen Mishu Min Adam. Vahocho Mayim. Over here was Mechatos. The Mechatos with the Eifa Poraduma. That's Mayim. So it's dam not comparable to two Hazors. You're telling me Miluim is better because it's Hazor. Miluim was Mayim and over here it's dam. By I'm sorry, by Miluim it was dam, and over here by Paraduma, by Yom Kippurim, it was Mayim, it was Mechatos. And that the Gemara says, Holoi Kasha, the Tani Reb Chiya, Nichnesu Mayim Tachas Dam. Reb Chiya says that Mayim is in place of dam. Mayim takes the place of dam. So Tosfos explains very geshmak that the reason why Mayim takes the place of dam, because it's not a drosh gemura. It's, we learn from Miluim, is only in Asmachta Ba'alma. The whole din of Kasha also, the whole pasuk we discussed in the past, three blat is an asmachta. Why? The ikka kor de kasha osa b'yoyim hazeh yishafarish b'yoyim rishon shal zayim yoyim miluim omalem kasha osa b'yoyim hazeh tzivah lasis kol zayim yoyim miluim. The main drosha is that whatever Moshe Rabbeinu did to Aaron on the first day of the miluim, he has to do kasha osa the next 6 days. That's the ikka drosha of kasha osa. We're learning an asmachta, it's going on the future on Yom Kippur and Parah Aduma. So when we've altered only an asmachta, he can change and switch daim from mayim for dam. V'chem pi'ish rashi p'shuta b'firish chumash. Tais brings a Rashi in Chumash, not too often, and that's a Rashi learned in Chumash Taka. That's the reason why you can exchange. The Netziv brings, if you look in the Targum says that the Meiri. The Meiri brings that the reason why you can switch it is because Be'etzem, Miluim was before the Parash of Por Aduma. So there was no Eifer Chatos yet. So that's why Mayim wasn't the Hazor, and that was Takadam. Mashenken noch the Parsha Parah Aduma, then you have to do Mayim, you have to do Efer. It's not the Pshat that it's Tama, you're switching because Asmach the Balma. It's Be'etzem, Nischadish, a new Parsha called Efer Parah Aduma. So Melam, Mayim takes the place of Dam. Toysa, the next day says a Kasha, the obvious question, Hazor Besina Mihava, that was the Kasha that was asked in the Shlokish. So he told him back, L'tameich Minicha Bimluim Dam Hochamayim. So he answered on that. Yochanan answered on that. No, nixu ma'im tachas dam. But akoponim ledidoch et shver hazor besina mehava. So the Gemara answered before Tosfos. Omalei ma'ila ba'almo. Meaning,
the hazor that took place by Yom Kippur and by Purim was a Maila Balma. Zog Rashi, Bepora Kedam Moron, meaning because since there were makel different kulas by Pora, because Lafuke de Tzduke, they said it's kosher be Tful Yoim, so they made a Maila, they were Machmir, that you had to have Hazor 7 days. Uwe Yoim Kippurim, is because they entered the Machne Shechina, so they made a special Maila, and they said that you have to have Azor. But the Etzem by Sinai, the Taka was no Azor, it's a Maila Ba'alma, and it's not Shver that, that you have this Azor over here, even though you learn from Sinai, in Sinai there was no Azor.
So again, the reason why it's a Shver and a Shlokish, Vos Epes, your Maze, if you learn from Sinai, Sinai did not have Azor, we'll see Toys Tzikash in a second. Teretz is because it's only a Maila Ba'alma. You don't learn the din of Azor. It's only a Maila that you maze by Purim and Yom Kippur. It's not because you learn from Sinai. Sinai was no Azor. And B'yoichanan, it's not Shver. If you learn from Iluim, Ayim Iluim was Dam. And if here it's Mayim, Nichtu Mayim Tachas Dam. Two Pshotim. Either because it's only Nasmachta, or because the Ikad Rosh, like Rashi says in Chumash, is to tell me Kasha Osin Miluim itself, or because Hind Noch Pura, the Dam, the Mayim becomes in place of the Dam. Fek Toys the Kasha, Nazor B'Sinai, ואם תוימו הו בסיני אהבה הזו אז דם, את פרש הפוסק. דכסיב, וייקח מויש שזה דם וייזק על האום. So this was a hazo. And it was even dam, so it's even better. So how do you tell me Sinai was no hazo? פרש הפוסק was hazo. ויש לו אמז הקטייס is the fundamental difference. אוי שזריק לו הוי שבשביל תאירו. It wasn't a tire they could do like a frosha where you have to before Moshe Rabbeinu entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim or before Aaron entered. שהרי לא היה מויש לבד נזרק, אלא כל האום, אלא דם בריס הווה. Over there was a geirus dikdin, it was a kedusha dikdin, it was dam bris dikdin. Over there the hazor wasn't a hazor of afrosha, of tyra, but rather it was a dam bris, so merely there was taka no hazor. There was no hazor, that was a different thing, that was on the kol ha'om, that was dam bris. On this, the Netziv says, if you look in the Targum says, ala om means bishvil om. And it was taka nizrak on the mizbeach, so it was taka no hazor. There was taka no hazor in Sinai. The hazor in Sinai was on the mizbeach. I ala om zog de tagum bishvil om.
What did you say? If what? Here, so the tagum is teaching bishvil om. Tagum is teaching it's ala mizbeach. By Sinai. That's going to be according to Shlokish. That's what it was in the Chanami. But Yechonin's kasha is there was no hazor by Sinai. Toys says the kasha there was a hazor, so Toys says that hazor wasn't a hazor. I according to Shlokish lemaisa we learn from Sinai, but the Shlokish doesn't answer. Shlokish says Maila Ba'alma, meaning that was a Maila Ba'alma that you had by Yom Kippur and by Purah, but by Sinai there was not. We don't have that hazor. Now later he's taka going to learn the end of the Omid. We see Shlokish taka learns from Sinai, but the hazor wasn't necessary for Moshe Rabbeinu. Vice Toys because it was Allah Om also. Especially like Tosafot learns, it was a dambristic din. It wasn't an azov of prisha. There was a prisha according to Shlokish, but that wasn't azov. Zok the Gemara, Tanya Kavos in Rabbi Yochanan being a right Rabbi Yochanan that learns from where from Iluim. Tanya Kavos in Shlokish that learns from Sinai. Tanya Kavos in Rabbi Yochanan stayed in Posik. Bezois of Aaron la Kodesh b'Masha Omu be'inyan, meaning Bezois of Aaron la Kodesh b'Masha Omu be'inyan, that which is written be'inyan. What is written be'inyan? Mahi be'inyan de miluim. That means bezois of Aaron la Kodesh. How does Aaron come into the Kodesh? Just like Yom Kippur, just like miluim, and just like be miluim, there was a din of afrosha. So too by Yom Kippur. Now, where do we see over here miluim in the pasuk? So really, that's the beginning of the parsha. The parsha of bezois of Aaron la Kodesh. It starts off by Achem Moishnei b'nei Aaron, Korvosim l'fiyashem v'yamusu, which is miluim. So Taka Bezois Yovoi is going back on the first pasuk. But the Gemara is a little different, but that's really what we're saying. It's going b'in the miluim. Uma omer b'in the miluim, voshtei by miluim, Aaron pira shiva v'shimish yom echad. Umoisha mosel kol kol shiva kedei l'chanchoi b'avoida. Moisha Rabbeinu was Moisem, it taught him the halachas of the avoida for those 7 days, kedei l'chanchoi. Future generations, Kohen Gol Poyre Shiva Umesham Shem Echad. Kohen Gol needs a separation 7 days and works 1 day. V'shnei Tamid Chom Mitamid of Shal Moshe. Two Tamid Chom Mitamid Shal Moshe means in that Mesorah are teaching Lafuke Tzdukin is Moshe Lekol Shiva. Lafuke Tzdukin was Tzdukin. Rashi says they said they were Meshana Davoida. They said the Keteris in Yom Kippurim they would place the Keteris on the Eish Bechutz and after the Machnis. And we know the Kabbalah is your only place on the Eish Bifnim. So Melech Tzdaka Shnei Talmid of Shemesh Rabbeinu. Tzis Rosh says Vosep Shnayim because you want to have two Edim in case he doesn't follow the Avodah properly. So the two Edim can testify that Itaka is a Tzduki. You have to know who the Kohanim were. Not every kohen was ois galten. So yitakin ichne edim. So shnei tamid chomim mitamish moish lafuk etzdukin moish noy kol shiva kide lecham choy ba'avoida. Mikan omru shiva ziyom kohen mepkum mafrish kohen gol mibeis alishk ba'hedrin ukshem shemafrish kohen gol kach mafrish in kohen aser v'sapora. Now we take this out. Tais before learned that according to Rabbi Yochanan, this is not really relevant. According to Rabbi Yochanan, you're not mafrish pora. It's only ma'ala ba'alma. The Raisa continues. Shalpnei abira tzafonim izrocha ve'echad zeh ve'echad zeh mazin lof kol shiva. Pora and Yom Kippur and the Mazikol Shiva Mikol Chatoi Shoyishom. Like we said, it's all the Hemshchon of Braisa. Vim Toima Bimiluim Dam, the same kasha we asked. It's Dam and over here it's Mayim. Amrit Nichzu Mayim Tachas Dam. Mayim takes the place of Dam. V'oime, the Braisa finishes. Kasha Osa Biyom Ezeh Tzivashem Lasa L'chapar Aleichem. Lasa is Elu Maisa Pora. This Toys says you take out because Toys learned before that Rabbi Yochanan Be'etzim holds that by Pora it's only Maila Ba'alma. And his Rebbe, Rabbi Shmuel, held that it's taka din. So he held like the brisa. Tosfos brings this brisa. They take out lasas elu ma'ase pora. It's only state only legabe yom kippur. Lechape elu ma'ase yom kippurim. So in this brisa state behedya that you mafrish the kohen gol and lishkas pahedrin and you mechanechim ba'avoida 7 days like we did by shivus me'emeluim. That we learn from Bezois. It comes out there's two different milas in the sugya. According to Rabbi Yochanan, only half froshes yom kippurim. We learn from meluim mashik and pora was only a mila. And according to the Shlokesh, the Hazois Gufu were Maila only by Yom Kippur and Purim, because by Messina there was no Hazo. Drag the Gemara, Vay Bezois mi boile le Gufe. He needs the Gufe. What's the Gufe? Bepar ben Boker lechatos v'ayla oilo. The passage of the crow is Bezois yove Arna la Koidish. Bezois yove Arna, meaning with this, the avoided that he's about to do. Par ben Boker lechatos v'ayla oilo. So how can you tell me Bezois is going to tell me that the Hafrosha miluim? Zog Gemara Amri, Ile Korben lechudei, meaning. If it's only coming to tell me the din of the par and the ayil, if it's only telling me par ben bokel chatz v'ayil oilo, so then lema ko bezeh. The par is a zocher, loshen zocher, and so it says loshen of zois. It should have said loshen zocher. Lema ko bezeh is loshen zocher. Bezeh yovar aron al kodesh. Oy be'ela yovar aron al kodesh. My bezois loshen ikeva. Zogmo shmami notarti. Side din the pasha the crow the par and the ayil and side din of afrosha. Which is taka losh in the keva. Rashi says that's taka losh in the keva. Because why? Because uprisha losh in the keva. Prisha is a losh in the keva. So bezois yov ana lekoidish is tarti. Side of pasha the crow par and ayil and side the din prisha. Bezois yov losh in the keva because prisha is losh in the keva. Zok du mora maiva oimer. Why do you have to have another pasuk? Vichitemi yom kippurim kama hu deboi prisha. Maybe only the first yom kippur you needed a prisha. First yom kippur. Could I ask from Bimeluim? Like Bimeluim was only one timer. Avo Yom Kippurim, the Alma, Mashiach, and future Yom Kippurim, not. Inami, Koin Golik Kama, the boy Prishi. Maybe even if it's going to say numerous Yom Kippurim, but only Koin Golik Kama. Only iron. Avo Koin Golik, Ba'alma, Mashiach, and Koin Golik, Ba'alma, a different Koin Golik, not the first Koin Golik. Loi, Avdem Shay, the Posek Toshmar, Kasha Oso, Bayoim Azet, Sivashem Lasa, Lechaper Aleichem. Now, even though this pasuk is telling me Ladoiris, Tosis already before said that this pasuk is really not smachta because he needed it for Miluim itself to tell me that the Miluim have to be continued all 7 days, the following 6 days after the first.
What's the Svar only one Yom Kippur?
What did you say?
What's the Svar only one Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur comes every year.
We had a Gemara before it's out of Tchila. There was a whole mile in Tchila. Miluim, we learn from Miluim, Tchila. I've given on the base. The Gemara said Mitzad the Gavri, Mitzad the Mokum. The mile in Tchila. Zok demor tanyik was the Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish learns from Sinai. So we're here, just a small akdama, we'll see the Gemara tomorrow, but basically, stating posik, the posik we had, that Vayishkan kved Hashem al ha-Sinai ve-chaseh onan sheshes yomim, Vayikra Moshe b'yoyim ha-shvi. So, what exactly, when did this take place? If this took, there's two havanas how to understand this posik. Either, we know for sure, b'Shabbat in the Torah, either Shavuos was Yom Vav or Yom Zayin. Question is, if they came, Vayachnu Rosh Chodesh was Yom Aleph or Yom Beis. That's the Gabi Shavuos, Yom Vav or Yom Zayin on Shabbos. Now the Moshe Rabbeinu, the first was Aseres HaDibros, that's Matan Torah, and then there was the Luchos. Moshe went up 40 days, and he got the Torah from the Eibishter. That's Aborim Yoyim. So if you learn that this 6 days of separation from Sinai, in this Onon, took place after Matan Torah, then I can hear it that Maisa Afrosha, because he was separated. Part of the 40 equation is the first 6 days were separated. And then he went up weiter and the Eibishter told him the Torah. That was a chelik of the Torah, this hachona, so to speak. If it's going on before Matan Torah, that means before that Seles HaDibros, So then there was no afrosha, because it says clearly in the pasuk, Moshe went back and forth. He came back and he told them to be punished me ishtam in Shem. He came back and he told them hakbola from the har. So it wasn't afrosha. It was no din that he
from his wife.
No, afrosha is not just from his wife. Afrosha means he was muflish in the place and he was secluded. He couldn't just leave. He can't just go out and whenever you want. The fact that he went out, Zokrashi over here, clearly it can't be going if it's going on before. That's going to be a machlok. What is this pasuk going on? If it's going on afterwards, then you have a raya afrosha. If it's going on before, there is no raya because that wasn't a ma'is afrosha. Zokmo tanik was a shlokish. Moish ala bonim niskas bonim niskalish bonon. Why? Kde lekabo teglis ol bikdusha. Shenemar vayishkan kvar Hashem al Sinai. That was taka after Aseres HaDibros. So in the Bi'yoy Saglili, you have a raya like a shlokish that it was afrosha by Sinai after Aseres HaDibros. Part of the 40 days he was in the Onon. This is talking about before Matan Torah from a shchodesh. Vayechaseu Onon lahar. Zok Rashi in the top v'loyla Moshe. Shrei kol oisin shiz yom olav yod bashkom loyma lem atmir isem etc. Rashi means before he went in and out the whole time. So that was beetsim on the har, not on Moshe Rabbeinu. Why does it say it was on Moshe? Vayikra Moshe v'chol Yisrael oimdim loybar kosev elachalik kovet leMoshe. That's the whole reason. The ganza onan on Moshe according to Rabbi Kiva is only lechavet kovet leMoshe. It was the Eibusha called Moshe. It wasn't Moshe. Ganz klar, it's all got Matan Torah. The pshat is lechalik kovet. Moshe Rabbeinu was called. But not the pshat that he was mechusa in the onan. The har was mechusa. So Mele, if he wasn't mechusa, you don't see afrosha. But only in Reish Aglili is Tanik Vosir Shlokish. Toys about it by Vorens, but Lamaise you have Rabbi Kiva, that's like a Bi'eichanon. So what's a Tanik Vosir Shlokish when you have a Tanik Vosir in the double Brais like a Bi'eichanon? So Toys says you have a better Tanik Vosir Bi'eichanon. We have the Gemara before Tanik Vosir Bi'eichanon. You learn from Eluim. So Mele, that's why it's not Shredder. We don't bring a Tanik Vosir from here. Stop over here.